That one there was Placement with Disintegrate, coming in on number 18 on our countdown. And before we play number 17, we actually have Matt from Madam Super Trash taking it in. How are you going?
Yes. G'day. 3Ders. Hello. How are you?
Yeah,
we're speaking on behalf of everyone, but we're hoping everyone's pretty good. And we've got you in here after a couple of entries. We've had two of your songs during the bracket that Liv and I have been hosting. Coming in at number 27, you had Random Heart Attacks and Time. And now at number 17, Diff Velds. Is that the correct pronunciation there?
Yeah, Diff Velds. Yeah, look, thanks. We love the sevens. We're all about the sevens here at the Trash. So, you know,
thank you so much.
I also have Tina and Jason with me here from the band.
Hi, 3D.
Cool. Hello.
Great day. What a wonderful setup of beautiful music and great conversations.
Yeah, it's been an absolute treat.
Yeah, we've got some good chatters here at the station. Yeah. The only tough thing is getting them away from the microphone sometimes.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, we have brawls and all sorts. So rope systems, trap doors,
hijinks.
Hijinks.
Love it.
Yeah, general hijinks is probably the best way to describe it. And what kind of hijinks do you guys get up to when you're recording your music? I know we've just had some interesting descriptions of different recording things, but what gets you guys in the zone to get together and make great music?
Oh, usually, usually tears and tantrums, you know, that kind of stuff.
We converge at the beautiful Electric Ant Studios with Patrick Lockwood in the city, which is in the dungeons of the German Club, and so we pretty much have our trashy shits and fair down there, and you know, we love to get together in Trash HQ. You know, and we're quite relaxed in there. It's a really nice scene. So.
And Pat's a great listener. You know, he'll take the ideas and he'll run with them. And you know, it's a great way to work because he really understands. You know, with a lot of poetry, where it's going to head or where we want it to head. And so yeah, it's been great working with him.
It's an important part, and I think it's something that we often hear when the countdown is on. All of these tributes to the techies, the sound people out there, the engineers. We've got Liv here in the studio as well, who's also someone who works extensively with sound.
Yeah,
and I know Liv, have you mixed us, Liv?
Yeah, I've mixed you guys a few times at the Metro and everything. So, like, congratulations on you guys getting two numbers in the countdown.
Thanks.
Awesome.
It is. Lovely to hear you. You do a great job when you mix us at the Metro. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
So what we're saying is that Liv should take all of the credit for this great music.
No, I could not ever do that. No.
Liv.
Thank you, Liv.
Pat.
This goes out to you.
Oh, thank you, guys. But this is about you know, celebrating everyone, which I think is great. And, you know, Pat, he's awesome. He's familiar with actually mixing you guys a fair amount too. And do you feel like that's kind of complemented your workflow as well, of him being familiar in the live scene and then able to translate it when you're recording?
Absolutely.
We definitely think so, yeah.
He did something with a chorus. The last time we were at the Metro, he did something with a chorus that only he knows where it's coming in. And he pushed it perfectly and it sort of bounced off the walls. It even surprised me what he did with that sort of mixing. And it sounded
nice
great that tiny little room. Yeah.
Nice delays. And yeah, I mean, whether it's, you know, there or Luana at the Gulf, we've been lucky to have some great mixes. And yeah, I think it's a different energy. You go to different places when you're playing live. You know, we extend some of our songs. We extend Hair of the Dog Day. We extend a few others in a bit of a rockier direction sometimes. So yeah, you do respond to a good mix for sure.
And the next gig is actually on the 7th of May at the Gov. I think it's a double vax venue, just to throw that in. But it's, that's where we'll be next. Yeah.
Yeah, unless we do a 3D live on a Wednesday night sometime, which Tiff is into that. So
it's nice.
Yes. Well, that's what we're hoping to get up and running soon. I think it's one of those things with COVID. Right now we're doing, you know, kind of best ofs at the moment. But I'm itching to get live bands in, and you're definitely on our radar, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you, Radar. Thank you, beautiful so Radar.
Absolutely. I guess we'll probably be catching you guys in the live arena, and it's by demand having come in such good places in today's list. So we can't wait to have you guys come in and play a full old set.
Be sweet.
It's just been a lovely surprise to us. You know, we didn't expect it would be picked up quite so widely across the shows, and it's really, you know, I guess because we've got a bit of a variation on particularly the EP, that's been really really, really lovely to hear it be played. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, girl.
You're welcome, and thanks for creating music. That's
no worries.
I've got to throw out to everyone, you know, everyone on the list, and you know, even people who didn't make it on the list, and bands and artists, just keep doing what you're doing, because I think music is a massive part of being human and our culture, really.
Yeah, it's a beautiful canvas of paint. It's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, we've loved hearing, you know, Mum's Favourite, Population.
Oh, Mum's Favourite are wonderful.
Yeah. Population of Mars have been on. Empty Threats have been amazing. There's been so many great bands.
Not a dull moment. It's just been an absolute treat. Yeah.
There's a guy called Wedding Part-time. Motel.
Wedding
Motel. Yeah, Part-timer. That was a beautiful song. Yeah. I'm sort of waiting for that one to come up maybe. But, beautiful music on 3D.
Fabulous. And I reckon we could sit here talking for a while, but I reckon let's get to business and actually play your track. How do you feel about that, guys?
Which one do you want to spin for us?
We've got lined up. Well, we do have the Diff Veld's track lined up, but was there any from that album that you guys would like us to play instead?
Unless you want to do a second one, but
Diff Veld's track would be Hair of the Dog Day is appropriate too.
Hair of the Dog Day is a classic. Well,
Hair of the Dog Day is a good one. It's kind of a hangover anthem. So, what track is that for?
We've got it all ready to go.
Yeah. All right, okay. Lovely work. Enjoy, guys.
All right,
thank
fantastic.
You so much.
Well
thank
done
so
again.
Yeah, thanks, Adelaide. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right.
Okay, ciao.